Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that, to give me a holler. I've got the better part of an hour with you, 855-993-7569. And if you're calling from Canada, well, happy Canadian Day. Happy O Canada Day. And if you're calling from Canada, I would love to know if before you did if the official theme song of O Canada became the essentially national anthem, did you just do God Save the Queen? And I think you did. I'm not positive, but I think you did. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. It's a way to get in touch with me today and any particular day. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alrighty, so we were talking about fast food, and Chick-fil-A was the number one choice this year. McDonald's was last. Oh, no! So, we asked people what their favorite was, and both, it turns out that both Manny and myself are sort of fans of Wendy's. He likes a chicken sandwich. I like the baked potato and the chili. So, and they used to, I don't know if they have it anymore. They used to have a salad. I guess it was a chicken salad. It wasn't chicken salad like with Manny. It was chicken, like roasted chicken with, or broiled chicken or something, with strawberries and almonds. And they would give you the almonds, and you put them on the top, little slivered almonds. Ooh, yummy. All righty. So let's hear what other people liked.
Let's start with Amy. Amy says, Jimmy John's. It's delicious, really fast, and healthier than most fast food.
What is Jimmy John's? Do we know what Jimmy John's is? Have you ever heard of a Jimmy John's?
Oh, yeah. It's sandwiches. It's kind of like Subway. But the sandwiches are a little bit more, the subs are a little bit more, I guess they're a little bit more gourmet, I guess, if
Jimmy John's. So I've never even heard of them, but okay.
They don't have them? They have them out in New York,
no,
don't they?
No.
Really?
So I don't think we have a Jimmy John's.
Huh. That's kind of surprising.
I don't think I've ever heard of them. I know the Two Guys Burgers or something, and I know the Five Guys, mm-hmm. and they're three napkins or something. There's also Quiznos,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's a Jimmy John's.
There's not a whole lot of Quiznos left in Minnesota. I think there are a few, but not very many. But yeah,
well, I like those because they cook they sort of toast everything, which I think is kind of mm-hmm. everything tastes better toasted. I think I'm a great fan of toast.
But yeah, Jimmy John's is there's quite a few of them over here.
Let's see if I can let's just see what happens when I Google
they're
Jimmy Jones
good.
Or Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
Let's see.
Yep.
Jimmy John's.
Very good. I like them.
Let's see what it says here. Yeah, apparently there's one.
And they
I'm not sure that that's. I'm not sure that that's. I think it's in Newark. I don't think there's one in New York. I think it's just in Newark, which is close, but not no cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hoboken. None in the city. Okay. So there you go. Well, all right. So we have to go find a Jimmy John's at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. All right, keep going.
Carrie says, Arby's. Technically, it's food.
Yeah, well, Arby's made the list. Not very high on the list, but it didn't make the list. So. All right, what else we got?
Sheila says, I still love a Big Mac, fries, and a shake.
Do you know, I know it says, now look, they said what, McDonald's was down like 5% or something? But every time I get on the train, and again, you know, they didn't break this down by parts of the country, and I don't know if there's any variation here. But when I get on the train at almost any time of day, there's always somebody eating out of a McDonald's bag. and especially the fries. I think that most people think that even though they're not made out of individual potatoes, do you know how they do the fries at McDonald's? It's kind of alarming if you think about it, or not,
okay,
depending on it. All right, what they do is they take the potatoes and they make it, like, have you ever bought the dehydrated mashed potatoes? They're flakes. And then you add butter and milk and stuff, and they become potatoes again.
Oh, yeah.
They don't actually taste very much like potatoes, but they look very much like potatoes.
Right.
Well, it turns out McDonald's fries apparently are, they roll out a dough that essentially, I guess, has potatoes in it, and then they use a press to make the shape of fries, and then they fry them, but it's not actual, I mean, I guess peeling potatoes is a very labor-intensive behavior if you're not in the Army, and that's how they do it.
Hmm.
And probably one of the reasons that people love McDonald's French fries is, my guess is, if you looked at the dough itself, it probably has a fair amount of sugar in it. And because it's not real, you know, that it probably is also more coated in grease. Well, actually, probably not. Surface area is surface area. But that real potatoes probably have never been in the same room as the McDonald's. But
wow.
That, everybody loves those fries.
Yeah, well, they are good. I mean, it's hard,
yeah, they're,
it's
yeah,
hard to say no to them.
And, yeah, but... And as I said, my guilty pleasure, which I discovered quite by accident, which doesn't make it any more forgivable, I understand that, folks, that I'm responsible for my own behavior, is somebody gave me a coupon once, and I don't remember the circumstances, but somebody gave me a coupon for the Fraps, and it's which is actually pronounced Frappe, which means to hit. You know, so it's like a, but it's, I don't know that there's anything even faintly natural, or that any, you know, anybody has ever seen in nature, but it's cold, it's kind of creamy, it's got, it's chocolate with chocolate chunks in it, and then they put whipped cream and caramel and hot fudge on the top of it, and it is the most delicious thing on the face of the earth. I am sure that it's giving my bladder immortality at the same time I'm eating it. I actually looked at the sugar load the last time I went in for a cup of coffee or a cup of decaf there, and it's not terrible. It's about, I think, like 350 calories or something. But it is the most delicious thing that you've ever tasted in your life, even knowing that there is nothing even faintly natural about it, and it's, I'm sure, loaded with sugar and all sorts of awful things, but it is delicious. What can I tell you? It's embarrassing, but it is true. And I know I'm supposed to only eat. I actually, on the air once, said that I ate Hershey's, and people gave me a hard time about that. Well, there's, you know who owns Godiva? Hershey's. So there, ha. Huh. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello.
Hello. Hey, I work for Nestle at a potato processing plant. And we have 55% of the market for McDonald's, and they were made out of real potatoes. So I don't know where these people are at that are saying they made them out of a paste. But we would deliver and process about 125 ton a day.
Wow!
And make French fries, and we would ship them all over the countryside. We even had a plant that was 30 miles away that made Japanese fries, and they looked and tasted horrible to us, but that's what the Japanese wanted, so that's what the Japanese got.
All right. I have a whole bunch of questions to ask you. How long ago? It's not, you're using the past tense, so how long ago was this?
I actually quit working for them in 91, but my son still works for them, and Simplot bought them out. You know, when I quit in 91. But they still make the potatoes. They still make all the French fries. They still, the way that they peel them is they do it with water. And so that the peeling comes off with water, so there's no actual handling of the potatoes to make them. And
do it with hot water?
Yes, warm water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how
does
that? How does that work? How would you peel a potato in hot water? I know if you cook the potato.
As it goes through the process, it goes through scrubbers.
Okay, hang on for me. I want to hear more about this. Do not go away.
Okay.
All right, because so, I want to know how you do it. I want to know what you think is in the Japanese stuff. I want to know all about this. Robert, hang on for me. Oh, goody, some misinformation that we're clarifying. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. We're talking with Robert, who's worked for Nestle's, and says they export 125 tons a day of potatoes to McDonald's. All right, so, and you're saying the notion that it's made out of a mix is not accurate, that they actually use potatoes, right?
Yes, yes. I've never had a better potato, a better French fry than when I went into the plant and we went to the grading area where they grade all their own product, of course. And yeah. Then the oil is exactly the right temperature. It's never used for anything else but French fries. They pull a 5-pound bag off of the line and then they cook them up so that they can get the right color and everything else to be able to make sure what they work. One reason why people like McDonald's fries is they have set the standard for potatoes, French fries. And so if you pass the McDonald's criteria, then you know that you've got a great French fry. It's going to be the right size. It's going to be the right shape. It's going to have, I think they even have a length minimum that they will accept to be able to make it work.
All right, so go and explain to me exactly how you peel a potato. I know if you cook a potato, but these are presumably they're cut when they're raw, right? So how do you peel a potato? Yeah. You were mentioning scrubbers. How do we do this?
The potatoes actually float in water.
Okay.
And that's how they move them around the plant.
Right.
And when as they go through the plant and through the different pipes and tubes and everything, they go into what they call scrubbers, which are like big brushes. And as the peelings are wet, then they turn in there and they rub the peeling right off of the outside of them. So when they get done, they're perfectly clean, all but the little eyes that you can't get into. And even a lot of those will come out. And then they go down through and they actually force them through with the water into what they call water knives, which is a big round thing that's got crisscross knives in it.
Okay.
You know, understand? Am I describing it well enough? So it actually forces the potato lengthwise through this water knife, it's called. And then it goes down the line, and then they separate all the little tiny ones and all the pieces and everything that aren't good for making French fries, and that goes over into a different line. And then they actually go through and they pre-cook them in oil so that they're partially cooked before they're ever flash frozen and put into bags and then put into a box.
All right. A couple things. First of all, I just Googled McDonald's French fries. It turns out that there are actually 19 ingredients in them, in addition to the potato. Now, part of them are oils. They also put a natural beef flavor in, which I never would have guessed. I guess they must have cooked when they fry them. That's what's probably in the oil. Hydrolyzed wheat and hydrolyzed milk. That may be where the notion of a batter came from. Citric acid, dextrose, which is basically a sugar sprayed on the fly so they don't turn gray, salt, so a bunch of stuff. So what's in the, and I know that they do essentially when they come to McDonald's the second time, that they're fried a second time, which may make why they're so crispy. All right,
yep.
So what's different in the Japanese fries than the Americans' fries?
I never did get into the processing into the other plants. It's about 30 miles away from where I'm at. But I talked to people that have done it, and they run it through the system. But they said it's absolutely horrible compared to what we like. With this last nonsense over here on the coast with the longshoremen and all, Simplot bought Nestle. And they were flying French fries to Japan to be able to satisfy the market. And I can't even imagine what kind of cost that added to the whole price of it. But they were running them over in trucks over to the coast, putting them on airplanes and flying them to Japan to maintain their customer base.
Yeah, I remember reading about that they were... So Japan, McDonald's is still a big deal in Japan, right?
Oh, yeah, it's an American thing. The Japanese are very enamored with the whole American culture, and so they just love, American stuff, and McDonald's, American French fries, but I don't understand why they like them, so much different than we do, but that's Japanese culture for you.
Well, if I would guess, that they probably, instead of having the beef flavor in it, that they probably put some miso flavor in or something like that, just because so much of Japanese food has, it's a little saltier than American and has, more soy flavor in it than most Americans are like. It would be an interesting phenomenon. All right, so you're saying that even though they have 19 ingredients in it, that basically it's not a dough, it's potatoes.
Oh no! I've loaded hundreds of trucks that have been delivered to the plant. They run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
They have 32 ton per truck, and we were able to load each truck about every 15 minutes, and then they would drive them over to the plant. And that particular truck, the potatoes on those trucks were processed within 24 hours of going onto that truck.
So there must be a whole bunch of distribution centers all over the United States if they can get them to a McDonald's within 24 hours.
I don't know for sure. I do know that they have right behind in the very backside of this plant that we have here is a huge outfit called Americold. And it must have 20 bays for trucks to back up to. And that's where the trucks are always backing in there and getting the finished product. They've got to have some way of being able to distribute it from there. But, Americold's got semis all the time, heading every which way. They do a lot on railroad cars.
Yep.
Americold will load out of the other side of the plant to go into refrigerated railroad cars to be able to get to where they need to go.
All right, so you still eat Mickey D's fries, huh?
Oh, I love them. I don't have a problem. After seeing how they make granulated potatoes, kind of makes me wonder just a little bit, but I just try to ignore the that. And I still enjoy Kentucky Fried Chicken's mashed potatoes and try not to remember the bad parts. They take all the yucky stuff that nobody else will take, and that's what they make the granulated potatoes out of.
Ooh. So I was going to ask you what they did with the shorties that don't make the standard McDonald's cutoff, and you're saying they make mashed potato mix out of them?
Well, they can. They also make what they call Orida is one of the brands that they were making at that time, and I don't think I'll get into trouble by mentioning that, but they actually make what they call shoestring fries, which are nothing more than just the very ends of the potatoes that they can't use for anything else. So they're just little tiny French fries.
All right, so what do they do with the peels, which are supposedly the best, the healthiest part of the fry? What do they do? They feed them to the pigs or something?
Cattle.
Yeah,
the truck that comes around,
yep.
And they load the trucks up and they take it out. There's a feedlot here outside of where I live that has 30,000 to 40,000 head of potato of cattle, and they have trucks that run.
Robert, listen, I'm out of time here, but listen, hang on if you'd like. But you were a great resource. Thanks a bunch. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Robert, who is my expert on all things potato, you said that there are some other things you wanted to mention. Go ahead and mention away.
The other thing is, have you ever had a hash brown or a tater tot?
Sure.
That's what they do with the little stuff that's too small to make into a French fry, and yet it's still a good potato. It's still a good product. They actually form those in, you know, at the plant, and then they're frozen, and that's how those are made, so that you can have those in your Mexi fries or whatever you want to call them. But,
well, and And every kid in America knows about tater tots. So there you go.
Sure. Yep. And so they use every little bit of it, and that they don't use goes in for cattle feed, and the water is that they use, and it's just an unbelievable amount of water that it takes to be able to do it.
I'll bet.
They actually put in a digester, and they have a huge pond that they put that would be a big tarp, a big seal under it and over it all the way around, and they collect the methane gas, and that's where my boy works. But they, at the time, and I didn't got for sure which one is true, but I was told that they save $1 million a year by taking the methane off of those rotten potatoes and putting them back to the plant to use them in the plant.
Wow. Well, good for them. I mean, it's really reassuring. You know, I don't know if you're aware that there's a new movement called the ugly fruit and vegetable movement, which is that something, it's either 40 or 60%. It's right around half of all fruit and vegetables. I think it's 40% doesn't get to market because it looks weird. It's perfectly edible, but it just looks weird. And so there are now grocery stores and farmers who are part of this movement. So we're now, because we waste a huge amount of food in this country, and it's nice to hear of a facility that doesn't waste. So that's great.
And then after they get done taking the methane off, they pump the water out to the farmers to grow the potatoes, and the water, the effluent water that they have, goes onto the ground, and they use that for fertilizer to be able to grow the next crop or whatever crop that they have going on.
Yep.
And so it's very... You know, it's interesting what all they have to go through. And unfortunately, it's forced by the government. They figured out how to be able to make it to their benefit. But there's rules and regulations with EPA and all kinds of nonsense going on. But it's quite a process that they have there. And the one plant that I was at is just one of many in this area.
I'm sure.
You know, to raise all this different stuff and product. But, yeah, it's pretty interesting. But... appreciate you taking my call, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you and listen to you.
Well, Robert, thank you. It's nice to know that. I was just saying to Manny, there are not a whole lot of programs you can listen to where you hear about McDonald's French fries, 5-year-old penises, and O Canada, all in the same program. So there you go. Robert, thanks for your call, sir. All right, John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
First thing is, are we allowed to pay you via credit card for your advice?
Well, considering it's free, you can pay any way you want.
For a 1-hour block or half an hour?
Oh, not at this moment, but what a good idea. Maybe that's something to do. It would be pretty expensive, though, is the only problem. But
okay.
But thanks for the thought. I actually, you know, every once in a while someone says, why don't you reopen a private practice? And my kind of promise to myself when I started on the air was that I would not ever take anybody in private practice that I didn't have before I started on the air. Because I think what I do on the air is helpful and hopefully educational, but it's not therapy per se. And I don't want people to confuse the two or to think, okay, you know, she can answer my, you know, therapy is a different kind of modality. So, but every once in a while I kind of flirt with the idea. I'll tell you what, I'll let you know. But
well,
you're
welcome. We should do video and send it to you, and then you can give a response or call us. Because sometimes people are nervous on the radio, we can't remember what we really, some of the details that would have allowed you to help us.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, if I get to that point where I figured out a way to do it, and maybe that's somebody actually asked me years ago to do an online therapy kind of thing. And I hosted an online chat room, but that was very different and it was free. But somebody actually asked me if, and I said I didn't think it was workable, but there's so many things online now that maybe I should revisit the idea. And I'll tell you what, if that's something that, you know, maybe I'll sort of think about it. And if there's something to do, I promise I'll announce it on the program and you can be my first client.
Now, that being said, I mean, free is great, but I'm just saying if someone's desperate and they need you after your show is over at 4 or 5 o'clock, then we can get you because we're really
But let me tell you, I mean, the likelihood of my being on call 24/7 isn't very high. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but the reason if I did that model, it would be for privacy, and you'd have a little bit more time with me. But, I mean, I can't, even when I was in private practice, people would cover for me and there were emergency services. But that's very hard to do as an individual because you'd have to be available 24/7. And, I need to sleep occasionally. So, yeah. But I hear what you're saying. So tell me what's on your mind today.
Well,
other than a new business model.
I don't know where to start. Basically, I was told by my friend that I should get my stuff because she's on holiday for many months, and I have nowhere to put it. I'm going through a lot because I've been through a lot. I've realized that recently that it's called trauma. I was describing it, but I didn't realize that's what it was because I was so used to it. I'm still suffering the outfall on a domino chain effect daily basis as a result of the traumas I've suffered and endured for far too long.
Right, well, let me just stop you. Let's deal with things as they come up. So what stuff does she have that she wants you to get rid of? Tell me what that constitutes.
Constitutes things that I've...
Is it clothing? Is it kitchen supplies? Is it your guitar? Is it books? What is it? What are we talking about?
It's books, some that are no longer available. This was not decirculated. It's discontinued. Knowledge, power, sensitive information, personal information, possibly identification. Things that...
How long has she had it and you haven't had it?
As long as I'm aware, since on or about the month of August last year, she's had it longer, but due to her not communicating with me for a whole entire year, I believe she's grown further apart.
Let's just stay on the stuff for a moment. If you've done it without it for a year, is there really anything you absolutely need?
Of course.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
What do you need? What do you need that you could do without for a year that you need now?
Well, for instance, I've been so... in order to get ID, it's going to take me, I think, 8 to 9 weeks. In order for me to qualify for jobs and qualify for certain personal things I don't want to mention on the air, I need to have ID.
So you've done without an ID for a year?
I've done nothing illegal. I've been creative. People.
No. I'm just asking. I'm not suggesting legality, but you're saying you don't have a driver's license. You don't have a passport. You don't have any.
I had no access to it because she may have the key to something that I need to get at what might still be there, being my passport. So
right.
It's another.
But John, look. The point I'm trying to make is severalfold. That sometimes we have an emotional attachment to things, which is understandable, but if we take a deep breath and a step back, they're quite often, for example, books, even books that are out of print, you can quite often get on the internet. You can get books out of print or at a bookstore. And the internet is obviously an easy way of doing it because then you don't actually have to have the book itself. If you have an ID, for example, if your passport is less than a year old, if it's still in operation, it hasn't expired. And it turns out if it's expired for less than a year, in most places you can renew it, and it may be easier and less wear and tear on you and your stomach acid to just go and get a new passport. And if you have an old passport that's still operant or it's expired within less than a year ago, you don't even have to have the old passport because they'll have it on record. And I only found this out a couple days ago, and I'm not even sure how it came up, but it did. So what I'm saying is, if you look at the stuff she has, because it sounds like this relationship is really tricky and unlikely to become simplified anytime soon. So if we focus on the stuff, there may be stuff that you lament not having, but you don't actually, it's not crucial. It's just something you'd like to have. And if you can get that stuff from her, or she's telling you she wants the stuff out of there, then storage space usually is relatively inexpensive. So let me put you on hold for just a minute. You think about what you absolutely have to have, and reminding yourself that you haven't had any of it for a year. And if there's stuff, because sometimes letting go is just the best thing for our head and our stomach as well as our relationships. Put you on hold. Be back in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, that's just what John has done. And John, I hear that this is kind of a troubled relationship and you're going through kind of a rough patch in your life. And the question is, how much is this stuff emotionally connected to you and how much do you actually need? Because if you can let go of it, you may find that some of the aggravation and some of the anxiety in your life has just dissipated instantly. So can you differentiate between stuff that you want and stuff that you actually need?
I can't recall the details, but because I'm under high stress and it's blanking my memory out because I've had multiple concussions. I was hit by a truck off my bicycle. I was illegally evicted from my house. Illegally evicted from my second place.
Okay, John. John, stay focused for me. I mean, look, if you haven't seen him for a year and you don't really remember, what I'd probably do is make sure that you get some kind of ID, either driver's license or passport, so you have that, and let the rest of it go.
But without what she has, I can't proceed to get my ID.
John, I just went through the fact that if your passport is still operant, people lose their passports all the time. Passports are stolen. If your passport hasn't expired or has expired within the last year, you can go to a passport office, get a new picture, they'll issue a new passport for you. A driver's license, presumably the same issue. The people's ID are stolen or lost all the time, and so there are all sorts of mechanisms that are in place to issue you a new one.
Well,
it sounds like the likelihood of her giving you the stuff back isn't very high.
Well,
you've done without it for a year.
But I don't need it. There's a deeper reason why I wasn't able to get it. I mean, I'm so desperate to know about her psychology. John,
you have to differentiate between the stuff, the material stuff that she has, and the emotional hold that she has on you. If it's been a year and she's holding on to your stuff, the likelihood of her being willing to do business with you is not very high.
She was taking care of my stuff. It's not holding it back from me. She was taking care of it. Here's a shocker. She told me to get it before the end of the month. She told me that on or about, I believe, the 18th of June. So I called her, I'm losing track. I called her, say, for instance, the 21st of June. I was afraid because I'm afraid to be hurt, so I was close to where she works, and I turned away and I walked away, and I called her 3 hours later. I found I just missed her by 5 minutes. So I called her on Tuesday night, no response. Called her on Wednesday, no response. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something's very wrong. So I suspect she's moved from her residence, which is why she
wanted the stuff out of there.
Right, and I suspect that, because nothing she said made any sense. She said, oh, it's in the way. I'm like, it's in your cupboard. That doesn't make any sense, unless there's some
John,
design in your life.
John,
and then when I went,
John, either she's still there and she has the stuff, she's not there anymore, but the stuff is still there, or the stuff is gone. And none of that is under your control, none of it. So if she's moved and she dumped the stuff, then it's gone. And it's just gone.
How could they do that?
John, we're not dealing with her emotions. We're not dealing with her motivation because you're not going to know that. All we're dealing with is what you need. And what I would do is focus on getting a new passport and or driver's license and let the rest of it go. If you know where she lives and there is a way...
Or where she works?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, you can certainly send her an email. You have to be careful.
I don't have her email. I don't know if she's paranoid. There are details that I really think you need to
John, it doesn't make any difference who she is. We're only talking about what your needs are. And your need to reestablish a relationship with her is futile. It will not work. She's already told you that. So you just have to accept that. It may not be fun, but that's where it is. And the fact that she's not returning your phone calls, the fact that she told you you had basically 10 days to get the stuff out, either the stuff is gone or it's not. If it's not gone, what I would do is just see if you send her a note or drop it off at work or leave her a voice message that says,
but I don't
tell
know
me where it is.
Dr.
You,
Laura, Dr.
I'm
Dr.
not
Brown.
Laura, I'm Brown.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Dr. Joy Brown, I had to try and find out where she worked. And then
you told me
said,
you did know where she worked. Either you, listen,
okay,
John, you're focusing on the wrong stuff. She's
I found
not
her.
Gonna...
I found a lookalike. I was about 80 meters away, and I was afraid to approach her. And then
well, I think that's legitimate. I don't think I would approach her either, because clearly she doesn't want to do business with you.
But that's illogical, because she told me out of her mouth she wanted to. Her actions are contradicting her behavior. And she goes, I don't know who to trust anymore.
I buy her behavior well before I buy her words. She knows how to get in touch with you. You may not know how to get in touch with her, but she knows how to get in touch with you. If she wants to get in touch with you, she will. And, John, look, I know this is difficult for you, and I know it feels terrible for all of us to have a situation that's out of our control. But it is. And you can either make yourself very unhappy, and it sounds like you're already going through a very tough time. If I were you, I'd focus on things that I could affect, not things that I could not affect. And her behavior, you cannot affect. Period. That's all there is to it. And it's not that I'm making it up or I'm doing anything except just looking at the situation and saying, if you can't do anything about it, you can't do anything about it. And it's easy to say, don't worry about it, and that's sometimes very difficult. But focus on what you can do, which is to get your ID. The rest of the stuff, if you haven't had it for a year, it's either available online or it's not. So go get your ID taken care of so you feel that you can at least have a government-issued ID, either driver's license or a passport.
It's far, far, far more than that. And the last time this happened,
I understand
that I should have went to her workplace. I should have called her.
John, there's nothing you can do about this. She's clearly giving you very mixed messages. You don't know how to get a hold of her. If she wants to get a hold of you, she knows how to get a hold of you.
I called
John, this is not profitable. I don't want to make you unhappy, but you're not listening. And I don't want to make you more unhappy than you are. It sounds like you're going through a tough time. What I'm saying is, we go through tough times. We have to focus on that which we can affect. You're focusing on a whole lot of stuff that there's no way you're going to be able to affect one way or the other. It will make you feel anxious. It will make you feel sad. It will make you feel unhappy.
I don't even know why I'm alive anymore, because I'm tired of suffering. And I saw her walk into some vehicle with quad tint yesterday. Unless it was her lookalike.
John, I'm not going to play anymore. What I would do if I were you is get my ID taken care of. And if you're feeling that you really can't cope anymore, then you need to get yourself to an emergency room and tell them that. Because
I'm not
going
to do anything bad to myself. But I'm telling you, why am I always suffering? I'm always suffering. I can't let crazy people dictate the pace of my life anymore. Because
Well, maybe you should get your ID and stay away from this woman. Because whether she's crazy or not, she's certainly sending you very mixed messages that are making you very unhappy.
But the only time we gain control is when I actually did see her face to face.
No, the only thing you can control is your behavior. And she's clearly made it clear that she's not going to do business with you. John, I'm done. Because I don't want to make you unhappy. I don't want to argue with you. And you can listen to this, and you can go on the website in about 10 minutes, and you can listen to the podcast if you want to. But I don't want to browbeat you. But understand, get your ID taken care of. And understand, there are people who have part of our cardiac real estate, but they're not good for us, and we have to walk away from them. If there was ever a toxic relationship, it's this one. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.